Mysterious-ish.
Contains graphic and explicit content. Listener discretion is advised.
Well, hi, Erica.
We're starting it off. We're starting it off awkward this time. Hi.
Leave in that awkward silence because it's really funny. Oh, shit. Oh, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
I am alive. It is really fucking hot in the upstairs of my house. Like, really fucking hot.
We need to get you a fan, girl.
I have a fan, but I can't have it on while we're recording because you'll be able to hear it.
Oh, shit.
I had the window
and
open.
Can't have
up.
The window open.
Yeah, I had the window open up until you told me you were ready, and then I had to shut it because you could hear the cars rolling down the road and tooting their little horns. Yep.
Just thought of that.
It's annoying.
Why is the outside got to be so loud?
I know, damn it. And you can hear the little birds chirping, which, that, I guess, wouldn't probably be the worst thing for a recording, but, like, whatever.
I feel like it would add to it, little bird chirps.
So a little ambiance.
Yeah.
A little spring ambiance. Oh, anyways, I am thoroughly enjoying the sun and the heat. Because
ooh, me too.
The winter, we don't like her. Hello?
Caitlin?
What?
I lost you there for a second.
Uh-oh. I think there's a lag.
What did you say?
Yeah. I said winter, we don't like her.
Oh, no, we don't like winter. No.
Mm-mm. No, my seasonal affective disorder is fucking real. That sad shit? No, it's so real.
So I'm not going to lie, I didn't understand that in people at first, but the other day I actually did I understood it for the first time ever. Like,
uh-huh.
It was our first warm day, I think, and we got like the warm weather, and like I stood outside, like I woke up for work and I went outside. Mind y'all, for the audience, I get up at 5:30 in the morning. So we just got that peak of like when I go to work about like 6:30 in the morning, we now get that little bit of sunrise. And I stood outside and I looked at the sunrise and I just felt pure happiness. I was like, wow. And then like,
yes,
when I got to work, the sun was up more. And like, I just stood outside for a couple minutes and like looked at it. And I was like, okay, yep. Now I get it.
Yeah.
So now I get it.
It's amazing. You get that first like little hint of sunlight and warmth and your body just like breathes this giant sigh of relief and you're like,
yes.
What a time to be alive.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Yeah, it's great. I love spring, except for the rain. I could do without all of the rain that we've been getting, but.
Yeah, that's one thing I do hate about Indiana is I feel like our spring is very nice when we get it, but most of it is literally just rain.
It's either rain or way too fucking cold.
Yes, exactly.
Right now, even now after the storm, it's beautiful out.
Yeah.
It's a little humid. A little humid.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Erica, I know you're excited to tell me about this today, so let's do it. What do you tell me about?
All right. I am going to tell you about the Scopsy.
Scopsy?
The Scopsy. So
I feel like we have to say it in an English accent.
Right. The Scopsy, even though it has nothing to do with England.
Yeah. No.
So the Scopsy movement appeared in the, you're not ready for this, 1760s.
We're going
way back.
Wait. That's before the birth of America.
B- because this is in Russia.
Oh. 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 Russia is not a fun place. I don't really want to go to Russia today, if that's okay. We were just talking about how nice it is here and how the weather, but I feel like it's really still cold in Russia. I don't want to go to Russia today, Erica. Man, I think there is like one hell of a lag going on.
Whoa. Yeah.
What is happening?
Are we good?
I hate it. I think nope. So.
Nope.
Yeah, I think it's got to be the weather. Sorry, listeners, if this episode is edited a little weird. I think we're sort of talking over each other a couple times because there's a lag of some sort. Because we're in the middle of April and there's a fuck ton of tornado watches right now. So sorry about it. It's fine. Okay, Erica, take me to Russia, even though I don't want to.
So, in Russia, the founder of the group was actually a countryman by the name of, I'm going to butcher this, I am.
So sorry. It's Russian.
Kondraty Ivanovich.
Beautiful.
Selvianov.
Oh my god, it's not done?
Now we're done.
Oh! Okay, so three names.
I kind of want... Sorry, go on.
So three names. That's it.
Yes. That's his whole name. And I kind of want to abbreviate it. So, because I feel like Kondraty is even... Kondraty. Oh my god, I'm going to have a... No, I can't.
It's Con. Fine.
What if we just name him Con?
Kinda we're like going to call him... Yeah, we'll call him Con. We got this.
So he was a follower of a, I'm going to butcher this too, I'm so sorry, because this was the, this, I remember, this is actually the word I was trying to look up the pronunciation of, and I could not find it anywhere. Kilyasty sect?
Okay.
So a sect is like a religious movement, I guess, but mm-hmm. It's like a bunch of different religions, am I correct?
I think so.
So Khan decided to start his own sect in the village of Sosnovka.
Beautiful.
So he styled himself as Son of God and Redeemer.
Oh.
Yep. He gained 246 followers, and all of these followers were put on trial in 1772 for, I'm going to guess, like questioning, like, what's going on? What is he doing?
Wait, so he put his followers on trial?
No, I'm going to say maybe like the village. Maybe like he was doing, because like it didn't really tell me much like during this period on what he was actually like doing.
Okay.
But so they were put on trial, and Khan was convicted of persuading 13 people into, trigger warning, he persuaded 13 people into castrating themselves.
Ah!
And...
Themselves? Yep.
Yes.
Oh, no. Yes,
we'll get to that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. This is kind of a morbid one. Khan escaped, but was apprehended in 1775 and exiled to Siberia.
Classic Russia.
Oh, so I did put in a paragraph. We're going to talk about what's going on in this cult. So the aim of this group was to perfect the individual by eradicating original sin, which they believed was brought into the world by the first lovemaking between Adam and Eve.
Oh. How can their lovemaking be the original sin if weren't they man and wife?
Adam and Eve?
Yeah.
I don't think they were married.
What? Why did God create them if he didn't want them to fuck and have babies? How was it gonna... I'm so confused. I don't understand Bible.
I don't either. I just know that they weren't supposed to touch the forbidden fruit because the forbidden fruit was going to make them live.
Oh, wait a minute. Is the forbidden fruit a metaphor for sex? Because I always thought, I thought it was an apple.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm never going to understand religion.
Okay, Eve. Eve is Adam's second wife.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, Lilith was his first.
Yeah, Lilith. I told you they were married. I'm
sorry. See, I don't know Bible.
I know this much Bible. I know that Adam and Eve were married. That's all I remember.
Why weren't they allowed to have sex then?
I don't fucking know. They were married. How is that a sin? Even by Christian standards, not letting a man and his wife have sex is, like, intense. What a concept. I can't. Okay, anyways.
Anyway.
So, Adam and Eve are sinners because even though they're married, they're having sex and trying to have babies. Because God forbid. Literally, God forbid.
So, they believed that their genitals were the true mark of Cain. Okay.
Oh, my God.
And the true message of Jesus Christ included the practice of castration, and that Jesus himself had been castrated. And so they believed his example was followed by the apostles and the early Christian saints.
Okay. This. Okay. It's just interesting. I just don't understand, like, okay, well, it's a cult, so of course I don't understand, and I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to understand, so.
So, believing that genitals were the mark of sin, they think Adam and Eve had the halves of the forbidden fruit grafted onto their bodies, forming testicles and breasts.
Okay. All right. Again, it's a cult. I don't understand.
Oh, dear God. Trigger warning again. There were two different kinds of castration. There was the lesser seal and the greater seal. So
I don't like this.
For men, the lesser seal meant the removal of testicles only, while the greater seal included either removal of the penis or emasculation.
I have a logistical question. If they take the penis,
yeah,
how do they pee?
Like, I don't know.
So in Game of Thrones.
Yes.
There are eunuchs.
Okay.
So, Viserys. I know that's not his name. Viserys is in House of the Dragon. Wait, what's his fucking name? I have a pop. Varys. Varys. The Master of Whispers. He is a eunuch. I am under the assumption that eunuchs, like, castration for them is only the balls, and that is why, like, because there's another eunuch who is Grey Worm, the guy that fights for Daenerys. It's been way too fucking long since I've seen Game of Thrones, but he is also a eunuch, and there's a sex scene between him and someone, like, another woman, and I'm pretty sure they don't have sex, like penetratively, but
right.
I'm pretty sure he still has, like, a wiener. There's just no balls. And if there's no balls, then you can't get a boner, right? I don't understand penises.
I don't know. I don't either.
I need to Google things. You keep going.
Okay. You let me
know. Not me. Not me being totally scared to Google anything about a country singer, but then just, like, openly Googling about castration. It's fine.
It's fine. trigger warning of the process of how this goes, so I'm sorry.
Oh, dear.
This process was done with a red hot iron called the fiery baptism, but later the group did transition to knives or razors. That doesn't sound any better.
No.
That's as deep as I go. With women, they remove the nipples or even the whole breast.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. No.
Occasionally, they even just, like, scarred the breasts.
Why? What's the point?
To not cause temptation. Like, because they weren't allowed to have sex. So we gotta get rid of the temptations.
Oh my god. Okay, well, I will say, I think in terms of brutality, doing, like, scarring the boobs is way less worse, way less bad, way less whatever, than female circumcision, because, or not circumcision, female castration, because that is a thing. So, yeah, I think, yeah. Oh, yeah. I hate it. I have an answer, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, usually castration, this is according to Quora.
Oh.
Usually castration means loss of the testes only and not the penis. So, urination is not affected because the penis is still intact.
That page came with pictures.
Oh, dear. So, like, I am not interested in the pictures.
I saved you. I saved you from them. But, like, they show, like, full body pictures. And, like, when I was looking at the man, I'm pretty sure he didn't have any more.
So then, okay. Mm-hmm. So let's think about, like, transgender people and, like, their gender-affirming care when a male transitions to a female. They have to do something there. You know what I mean?
But, like,
if they're just, like, literally just chopping it off, that's not a thing.
Yeah, because, like, we got to think it's, like, the 1700s.
Yeah, you can't, like, reroute shit.
Yeah.
I have no idea how they did it back then. That's really...
questions, not enough answers.
Doctors. What did they do? Just put, like, colostomy bags in their... Okay, well, that's called a catheter, Caitlin. Jesus Christ. Did they just put catheter? But again, it was the 1700s. Do they know how to insert catheters?
Is there any doctors listening? We need some answers, please.
Help!
We're just trying to get edumacated.
I just need to know. Okay, oh my god. Anyways.
Also, they often remove the labia and the penis as well.
Okay, well, that's female circumcision, in case you were wondering.
These procedures were mostly done by elders. And so
people who have done it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
God.
And one thing I don't appreciate also about this is after the elders were done, they would often say Christ is risen during the operation.
Ugh.
Like, they would just, like, as they're doing it, Christ is risen. Do a little bit more.
Thanks.
Christ is risen.
Oh, that's creepy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're jumping back to him being in jail, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So his followers plan to locate and free him. And so Khan was actually found living in Irkutsk.
Beautiful.
Irkutsk. Mm. And he managed to escape once again. And he went to Moscow. And the year is 1795 at this point.
So he was in jail for what, like 15, 20 years?
Basically, he was in there for a while.
Okay.
And so jump to 2 years later in 19.
That's more than 2 years, babe.
Oh, yeah. In 1797, he moved to St. Petersburg, where he was apparently interviewed by Tsar Paul I.
So he was, like, the Tsar of Russia?
Yeah, I think so.
Yikes.
And so if I read the sentence right, because it was very oddly written, Khan actually claimed to be so we got Peter the First. Peter the First has some sons. So Khan tried to say that he was Peter the Third's father.
Oh.
Like.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so Peter the First decided to throw Khan into a madhouse that was located at Kuhhof Hospital.
That's very 1700s of them.
A madhouse. Could you imagine if he was like, if that was, that would have been like some shit though. Like, if he actually was, be like, no, actually slept with your wife. Peter the Third is actually not yours.
What a scandal. Damn. Right. 1700 scandal.
Right. But he probably actually was just crazy.
I mean, okay.
With everything, you know, with everything going on already.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So Khan was released in 1802. And for the next 18 years, he lived in St. Petersburg in a house of one of his disciples. As okay. if he's God.
Yeah, why are we calling them disciples and not just like followers?
Mm-hmm.
Or friends and confusion?
Well, Khan received recognition as Christ and Tsar. So he identified himself as both Tsar Peter III and Christ Returned.
What? What the fuck is this? Who is this man? Oh, I know we've already talked about some fucking crazy cult leaders, but what the fuck is this guy do? What? Who are you?
I know. I've also forgot to tell you. So when he was claiming to Peter the First that Peter the Third was his son, Peter the Third was already like he passed away from a battle. I think I read. So
okay,
homie wasn't even here to defend himself.
That's rude.
And so I guess Khan decided to make himself Peter the Third now, so.
Okay, because he can just do that. That's right. Fine.
Right. Mm-hmm. He also claimed the title God of Gods and King of Kings.
Sir. Your narcissism is showing.
And announced his accomplishments of the salvation of believers through castration.
I know you can't hear it, but I just rolled my eyes so hard. I'm telling you, sometimes I really wish, I feel like this would be the season that, like, this season and last season, honestly, would be the season that a video format would be so beneficial to our listeners. Yes. Because the amount of times that I roll my fucking eyes this season is going to be insane. The amount of times that I, like, fully gasped last season and, like, grasped, like, literally clutched my pearls was insane. So, video format would probably be beneficial for our listeners this season, but... Maybe. That's a lot. That's a lot of effort.
That's a lot. That is a lot.
And also, we record this after work, and I look like butthole, so.
Oh, God, same.
Oh, it's fine. Okay, I know you can't hear it, but I rolled my eyes.
Okay. So, Khan gained followers even through the upper classes of St. Petersburg, and when the governor general of St. Petersburg learned that two of his nephews, as well as several members of the guards and sailors were members of the movement, he asked for the imperial government to intervene. In June of 1820, Khan was arrested once again, and he was sent to Efimiv Monastery in Suzdal, where he remained until his death in 1832.
Okay.
So, homie was allegedly like 100 years old when he died.
Damn. Wait. When was he born?
So I don't know. I didn't have any backstory on him.
Well, that's interesting. That's, I mean, expected because it's the 1700s and mm-hmm. I couldn't find shit about last week's episode.
Right.
So, and that was only in the 1900s. Like, I can't imagine trying to find shit from the 1700s. So.
And, like, I even thought that was a long time because, like, the movement came into light in the 1760s, and he died in 1832.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah.
And the cult lasted until he died?
Longer than that.
No. Okay.
During his stay, many followers visited throughout the years, begging for him to be released. And though it was always denied, his followers were allowed to visit and would worship him there. So after Khan's death, the followers didn't go away. And the scandals continued to arise. So the sect had a presence in St. Petersburg, Moscow, Morshansky, and Odessa, and later in Bucharest and Las and Romania due to members fleeing. So like a lot of the members did flee, and so they went to many different areas.
Great, spread it. That's fun.
Yeah. So far, what's the biggest movement that we've talked about? Like, how I many think followers?
Synanon was very large. Had I want to say like at least 1,000 followers, but Nexium. If you include like all of the clients that followed the ESPs. Nexium had 18,000 clients, but I wouldn't necessarily say that every single one of them was a cult member.
Right.
But okay. I don't know.
Well, why I ask is, so by 1866, it was actually reported that there were roughly about 5,444 followers.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. But only, like, roughly 803 of them went through with, like, the castrations. That's still
800?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so many.
That is.
Holy fucking shit.
Mm-hmm. And by the 20th century, it was reported to gain up to 100,000 followers.
Oh, God.
But it actually soon went down to only a few, like 1,000 maybe, due to many of like, I guess there was like a lot of trials that were going on. Like there was a lot of like, there was just like a lot of shit going on. I honestly didn't get into it, but I guess there was just a lot going down. And so the followers like dwindled a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the Great Soviet Encyclopedia, the sect still operated within the USSR in 1947.
Holy shit. Oh my fucking God. That's like centuries.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
But it's mostly believed they disappeared by the 1970s, although there were some controversial reports of communities in the Latvia area in the 1990s.
Damn. I certainly hope not.
I hope not either. That'd be wild.
That's really fucked up.
But that's all I have for you for this sculpse.
Holy shit. God damn. Erica, I'm supposed to be the one to tell the brutal stories. Oh, it's my job to tell the dark shit.
Well, let me tell you, when I thought it wasn't going to be that dark, I was just looking for something short. I looked at it, skimmed it, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is short. And then I started reading it, and I was like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That was literally me last week with the Blackburn cult, too. I feel like we're going to look for, like, short and not horrific ones. And there's always going to be a horrific element in all of them.
Oh, yes.
Just so everyone's clear with this season. So have fun. Oh, we're all going to leave this season so traumatized, but it's good. Fine. Everything's we're great. Together.
True. Me doing the choreography too.
I was too. No, I I'm telling you, a video format would be amazing.
Oh my god.
That was good. That was good.
That was really good.
We said hand in hand, and I did the right, yes, left.
Same.
And then make our dreams, yeah, come with your arms up, and then you do, yes, a little spin.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny. I'm gonna go watch High School Musical now.
Oh, I might too. I love High School Musical. That is my, same, guilty pleasure. I love those movies.
Okay, my guilty pleasure is the Twilight movies, but
same too. Yes.
I also haven't watched the High School Musical movies in a really fucking long time. Maybe I should do that.
I'm not going to lie. I think a year or two ago, I forced Luke to watch them with me.
I love that for you and for him. Yeah, because it's kind of out of his generation. Like, he wasn't in the High School Musical generation.
Mm-mm.
Dylan's way out of it too, so... Okie doke. Well, listeners, that was a dark episode. Thanks, Erica.
Yeah, you're welcome. Come back next week.
Where I will terrify you. It's fine. Terrify and traumatize. Oh. Okay. Well, we will see you guys next week then. Bye.
Bye forever.
Thank you for listening to Mysterious-ish. All episodes are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast directory. Follow us on social media at Mysterious-ish Pod. If you have topic suggestions, questions, or stories to share, you can email us at mysteriousishpod@gmail.com or visit our website at mysteriousishpod.com. Make sure to come back next week for another discussion about the mysteries of the universe.